Welcome to the FinGen Show. I'm your host, Faris Alami, and this episode is brought to you by Connecting Dots Globally, an entrepreneurship program for youth in STEM and global entrepreneurship. Today, we have an exciting guest, Krishma. Hello, Krishma.
Hi, Faris. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for making the time. I'm really excited to hear a little bit more about your journey and what you're doing. So for those who are with us today, it might be interesting for them to know, who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, so who am I? Oh gosh. Grew up as a kind of science nerd, identified as a leader very early on. Athlete and kind of fitness shaped the greater part of my life. And that's probably how I got to where I am today as being founder of a sports tech company, building and integrating hydration monitor sensors into functional athletic apparel.
Wow. An industry that's usually full of guys, you know, let's just say, and you, here you are, went into it and got to do it. I'm interested, why did you go that route? Why not anything else?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a very unlinear sort of series of events. As I mentioned, my background was in STEM. So I received a graduate education, both STEM and management. But I, you know, most of my professional career was filled in research, filled with science, kind of on the journalism side. And I was working towards a career in that. But the pandemic hit, and I know everyone has like a pandemic story. The pandemic just derailed all of my plans for continuing education, from finding work as a new grad. I was in the startup space right at the onset of the pandemic. So it's difficult to find work. And I was kind of at a position where I had to look at the skill sets I had, to look at the strengths that I had and look at the passions and interests I had. So almost, you know, they always say in retrospect, all the dots kind of line up. So that's what I was doing. Running and kind of fitness have been pivotal parts for me in terms of keeping me grounded and kind of having continuity in my own life. So I wanted to build something in the sports tech space that kind of gave back to that community and really fed into those parts of my soul. So that being said, that's how I ended up first building a pre-tech brand called Pulse and then iterating on it, as many entrepreneurs do, to build our hydration monitoring apparel.
If you don't mind, I want to go back, Krishma, for one of the things you mentioned. You said you're into sports as well. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I grew up as a competitive athlete. I played tennis and soccer very competitively before college. So think, you know, regional, sectional, state levels, specifically tennis. My dad was my first coach. Both my parents immigrated here from India decades ago. And that was actually the original reason that he came to America, was to play professional tennis. Series of events happened and that didn't end up working out, but he was very excited when he saw me picking up a racket at like age 6 and essentially became my first coach. So continue that on. And then college happened and definitely more kind of academic focused. Science was taking up a lot of my time, research and internship. So wasn't necessarily playing as competitively. But at the end of college, I just missed the discipline sports and fitness had. So I had a New Year's resolution in 2016 just to run a half marathon. Half marathon turned into full, and here we are, five full marathons and countless other races later. And it's just become such an integral part of my life.
Wow, what an accomplishment. Congratulations. That's a lot of work and much appreciated.
Thank you.
You know, clearly we can keep you here all day asking you all these questions. So much to learn and unfold. What I'd like to do, if you don't mind, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back to just ask you a few more questions to unfold some of these awesome insights that you're sharing with us. We'll be right back after these short messages. This is the FinGen Show. I'm your host, Faris Alami. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for being with us. This is the FinGen Show. I'm your host, Faris Alami. And today we have a very interesting story from Krishma and about her journey from being an athlete and STEM student to being an entrepreneur with wearables and all kinds of other things. And I know that when I was looking through your profile and one of your answers, It looks like you also got a master's in entrepreneurship, something like that. Was that correct or am I off? I'm not sure.
Yeah, so entrepreneurial management actually was the master's, and I did a very unconventional kind of master's in management. Essentially, it was based out of the University of San Francisco, as many business schools are, but my program essentially was in three different countries. We had 30 students from 16 different nationalities and countries, in essence, that traveled together throughout the entire year. Did the first semester in Spain, you know, got to intern and consult for Spanish startups, the second semester in Taiwan, got to write my thesis in a Taiwanese lab working with companion robot Zenbo, so STEM coming back into play there. And then we got to finish off in San Francisco, where got to consult again for a company that was based in the Bay Area. Learned a lot through the program. I credit a lot of just kind of my career pivots to that program. Changed everything from the way I learned, from the way I saw the world, the way I kind of interacted with people as well. Before that, I was finishing up my STEM degree and I was locked away in a cubicle for 12 hours a day trying to study and, you know, regurgitate everything on an exam. Got to this program and it was a flipped classroom.
That's great. Wow. Sounds very interesting, and it sounds a life-changing event, maybe. My question to you through your journey, and I think, when did you start this business? Was it 2016 or?
No, 2020. So June 2020, right? Still kind of early on in the pandemic when we started. Took a while. We got our first sale, pre-tech apparel with the brand in August 2020, and then started iterating on the technology when I met my business partner within the last year.
Very cool. So, you know, the journey of entrepreneurship, it's ups, it could be as high, as low as low, and sometimes actually can be the same moment, you know. I would love to hear from you, maybe one of your low moments where you felt the world is ending, this can't happen, I got to be out of this. Maybe you could share one of those moments, just one of them.
Oh, just one. There've been many. I guess the most pressing. So had a very expensive education in undergrad, trying to pay it back while launching a business, almost getting kind of evicted from my apartment and trying to figure out, is this it? I think that's kind of at probably one of the lowest low points that I've had, and trying to find supplemental income, consulting kind of in the intermedium. But entrepreneurship is so crazy because as a founder, you almost have to kind of look at it in two different ways. You have to remove emotion from it, from building something up for so long, and trying to figure out how you can pivot strategically so you don't end up in that situation, or you can kind of work yourself out of it. Thankfully, it worked out, still have a roof over my head, still working and still kind of building with the company as well. But it's very emotionally taxing. You let other kind of parts of you go, and sometimes it's not the best thing. But as long as you kind of are working towards a clear vision and there is kind of some sort of inkling that you are going to succeed, I'd say that's one thing to kind of keep in mind.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. I know sometimes most people try to hide or cover up any, I call them pitfalls or downs of moments, but I really believe that the more we expose the reality of what it is, the more it becomes a little easier for people to understand that they could also go through the journey as long as they understand the consequences that comes with it. A lot of times people just don't know what could come with it. And I think if you're open, then it could help. So thank you so much for opening up and sharing such insights. On the other side of the coin is the up times. And sometimes these highs can be the same moments, could be, but I don't know. Maybe you could share with us one of those moments where you felt you're on cloud nine, everything's under control, it's amazing, life is good, its pages are turning where you want them to be, and so on. Maybe just one of those moments as well.
Yeah, so I feel like my answer is going to be a culmination of a lot of different moments. It kind of keeps you going, right? I think it's people, the people that I've met kind of along the way, the people that have kind of joined micro teams, people I've reconnected with, hearing from a former fellow colleague and friend from grad school that he believed in the vision so much that, you know, once we were able to raise, he wanted to quit his job to kind of come and work with us and work full time. So kind of propelling that. And I think, you know, twofold to the answer, if you're looking at a more distinct event outside of an abstract answer, we exhibited at CES, the world's largest consumer electronics show in Las Vegas this year, so January 2022. And that was a really big high, just kind of, you know, having a soft debut to the world, getting to show people what we were building and just seeing the excitement that was there too.
Congratulations, that's a big task to do. And I know that this year they had less than normal, but it seems like it's a miracle that they even did it. So that's great.
Yeah, first time there.
Clearly, we can keep here all day and asking you all kinds of questions, but I want to be respectful of your time. So my last question to you is, if you were to go back today, and I know it's hard because what you've learned and what you've gained, and sometimes other people, even the words that you hear today mean something different for you than what they meant to you 2 years ago. Despite all of that, if you were to go back and tell, you know, little Krishna self back then something, what would you tell yourself then? 2 years ago.
What would you advise?
Yeah, just one piece of advice or one insight that you would tell yourself 2 years ago that would potentially, if you would have known it, it would have helped you even be more excited or keep going or whatever you think it is.
Yeah, I'd say don't put all your eggs in one basket. And you can interpret this as many ways as you can't want to, but you know, from pushing pause on kind of our fundraising journey to, you know, led astray in our sales cycle to just led to the wrong kind of resources. Just be on your toes consistently. And I, you know, it's definitely, and it was very naive starting out, but just in a nutshell, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Love it. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for your insights. Thank you so much for opening up. I really appreciate you making the time. And I wish you the best of success with your journey. And please keep us informed of what you're doing and how else can we support you in any other way. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Okay, this is the FinGen Show. I'm your host, Faris Almi. Until the next time, have a good day.